Good day, listener. My name is Tariq Kenny. I'm a young RX radio reporter, and today I'm joined with my co-host Zara, and the two of us will be interviewing Bruce Proctor from Fabiani. The Last Red Buttonhole Project is a corporate social responsibility initiative run by Fabiani, where they pledge to donate a percentage from the sale of each Fabiani shirt to the Children's Hospital Trust, the fundraising arm of the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital.
In 2019, Fabiani had reached its 1 million rand milestone in support of much-needed initiatives at the Red Cross, and this last year, Fabiani has raised over 250,429 rand, which is going towards the upgrade of the emergency center.
To talk to us more about this initiative, we have Head of Business for Fabiani, Bruce Proctor. Welcome to the show. Can you please tell us more about yourself?
Thanks very much for the opportunity to chat to you. My name is Bruce Proctor. I'm head of Fabiani, and I have been for the last 4 years. A little bit more about me. I've been with the Fashini Group for over 30 years. I am married with three beautiful, healthy kids who are 24, 21, and 17 years old, respectively. I am so privileged and so happy that they are in good health.
When and why was the Last Red Buttonhole Project established?
Fabiani started 13 years ago, contributing 1 rand for every woven shirt that we sell. The last buttonhole on every one of these shirts has a red buttonhole, which is the signifier. And over the years, we have managed to contribute over 1 million rand. And I'm really happy to say that this year, we've upped it to 250,000 rand.
What made you decide to contribute to the Children's Hospital Trust?
Children are very close to all our hearts. They are the future. And there are certain individuals that are not as fortunate as others. And the Red Cross deals with a lot of those patients. We have been involved, as I say, for 13 years. I've had many visits to the Red Cross. When you walk in there, you can just feel the love and the care for these children. We've actually got to know some of these kids really, really well, and they're very dear and special to us. And you guys give them hope for their futures. The school that you guys have got, everything that you put in for these kids is absolutely phenomenal. And when you leave there, you say, you know what? We can make the world a better place, even if it's for one or two individuals.
How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected the Last Red Buttonhole Project, and how did you overcome any challenges with this?
I think COVID has affected the whole world. Unfortunately, because of COVID, we can't come and visit you guys. We were supposed to be there in November. We come once, twice a year as a team to come and assist, to come and hand out crayons, to come and hand out colouring in books, and just to look after the kids and just to interact with them. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to, but I'm really happy to say that financially, we have been able to give a little bit more this year in spite of COVID. And we will obviously continue in the years going forward to give as much as we possibly can.
What messages of hope do you have for the children in the hospital?
As a message to the hospital, the staff, you guys are absolutely phenomenal. The love that you show and the care that you show for these kids is incredible. You're like one big family, and I'm really happy to say that we are part of the Red Cross family. To the children, have faith and have hope, and just know that you guys have got the best care possibly in the world. Red Cross is world renowned for being one of the most incredible, the most modern, the most forward thinking hospitals in the world. And I'm really glad that we have been and played a small part within the time period that we've been with you guys. And we will continue to grow, and once COVID's over, we can't wait to get back to see everyone again. Thank you very much. Take care, and God bless.